Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
LA's World War. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
Anti-aircraft guns went into action against unidentified aircraft in the Los Angeles area shortly after 3 a.m. Pacific wartime this morning. The anti-aircraft guns began barking during a blackout ordered by the 4th Interceptor Command at 2:25 a.m. The unidentified object, which some sources thought might be a blimp, moved slowly down the Pacific coast from Santa Monica and disappeared south of Long Beach. Army officials declined to comment on the possibility that the object might have been a blimp. However, it required nearly 30 minutes to travel some 25 miles, far slower than an airplane. Watchers on the rooftop of the Columbia Broadcasting Building in the heart of Hollywood could plainly see the flashes of guns and searchlights sweeping the skies in a wide arc along the coastal area.
In February 1942... Los Angeles was under attack.
Oh boy.
By Los Angeles.
What?
Yeah.
So when LA v. LA. Who will come out victorious? LA.
No, not LA. Did not come out victorious. This was an epitome of fail. I mean,
yeah, this is a mighty fail.
This is a mighty... We love Los Angeles.
We do.
We love it.
We love it. If anyone loves it, we love it.
But this was not a... this wasn't a great moment for the United States.
Mm-mm.
As a whole.
Mm-mm.
And definitely not for Los Angeles. But, you know, we talk about, you know, there wasn't... during the World Wars,
mm-hmm.
there was never fought on U.S. soil.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, you know, bomb shelters existed and, mm-hmm. you know, the threat of nuclear war. And,
sure.
But in February 1942, right in dead center of World mm-hmm. War II, there was a very short battle.
Yes.
In Los Angeles, with the armed forces against essentially themselves.
Yeah. It's a dark point in American history, and a pretty shameful one.
Yeah, and you'll find out the repercussions were. If there were no repercussions, if there was
no repros, no problem,
no real collateral damage, I'd be like, mm-hmm. you know what?
Okay, idiots.
Some of this is a little understandable. I get a little bit of it because there is a lot of panic, and you don't know. Like,
yeah.
We're sitting here talking, we have the.
Yeah,
hindsight?
The luxury of the hindsight.
Listen, nothing happened.
Yeah.
We were not bombed by the Japanese. We weren't invaded mm-hmm. by Germany. Everything turned out great
mm-hmm.
forever and ever and ever.
Yeah.
But to the people living, there was a real threat and a real panic. And I get that. And I don't want to make light of that. It's understandable. And I'd probably be, you know.
Yeah. If we were there, we'd be the first people to freak the fuck out.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'd be like, can I hang out in your bomb shelter? And you're like,
get the fuck out.
Mine's being worked clean. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Mine's like,
I'd be like, is this garbage can a bomb shelter? Be like, should I hide in a fridge like in Indiana Jones in the Temple of Crystal Skull?
And I'll be like, what is that?
And you're like, that doesn't even make sense. We're not even, that's beyond our time. It's a horrible movie of ages forward.
Yeah. And I'll be like, that's what you're doing with the time machine? You're just going to see Indiana Jones movies? You're like, yeah.
Just the Crystal Skull.
Yeah, I was like, why'd you skip?
Awful.
You skipped the good ones?
No, I've got to see just that one. Excuse me.
So, following the attack on Pearl Harbor on December 7th, mm-hmm. 1941, a Japanese submarine, now this is sort of understandable,
mm-hmm.
surfaced and shelled oil installations just north of Santa Barbara on February 23rd.
Mm.
So, they were kind of dumping, Japanese like made it to U.S. soil. That's scary.
Mm-hmm. That is scary.
I get it. And the U.S. was on, you know, high alert.
Yeah.
On the evening of February 24th, 1942, the city's air raid warning announced the approach of hostile aircraft, which they're probably not used to hearing.
No.
It exists.
I mean, again, these are very alarming things. to experience.
Naval intelligence instructed units on the California coast to brace themselves for potential Japanese attack. Shortly after 2 a.m. on February 25th, military radar picked up what appeared to be an enemy 120 miles west of Los Angeles. Air raid sirens sounded, and a citywide blackout was put into effect. Scary.
Yeah.
Within minutes, troops had manned anti-aircraft guns and began sweeping the skies with searchlights. About an hour later, the shooting started.
Yeah. Bumbling in the darkness.
Following reports of an unidentified object in the skies.
Yeah.
Troops in Santa Monica. This is weird to say, right?
Troops in Santa Monica. Yeah. I say a lot of things in Santa Monica. I say sandwiches in Santa Monica. I say the pier in Santa Monica. Troops in Santa Monica. No. No. Unless it's Girl Scout troops. Which it isn't.
It is not. No. I checked. Unleashed a barrage of anti-aircraft and 50 caliber machine gun fire. Before long, many of the city's other coastal defense weapons had joined in. Gun crews at army posts along the coastline fired 1,433 rounds.
Wow.
At nothing.
Wow.
At
into the night.
Nothing.
Jesus.
Of course, there was total panic. There was a claim that a Japanese plane crash landed in the streets of Hollywood.
All right.
I'm surprised there hasn't been an alternate future version of this.
Yeah. A la The Man in High Castle.
Something like that. Like, yeah.
The Japanese have taken over downtown Hollywood, have taken over the Oriental Theater.
Yeah.
Or Chinese theater. Sorry. Yeah. That's Oriental one is in Milwaukee. Yeah. That makes no sense.
Yeah.
Carry on.
You really want to work. You're like, guys, can we work Milwaukee in there? Like, that is not interesting and it doesn't have anything to do with
back
the original story.
Back to the Crystal Skull, everybody.
The next day, when the Secretary of Navy said there had been no air raid, no enemy planes, it was just a case of the jitters.
I mean, can you imagine? Can you imagine being explained that?
Yeah, that there was just...
This also kind of, as you're talking, reminds me of after 9/11. And I didn't live in Los Angeles at the time, but my uncle worked in the Disney lot. And everyone at the Disney lot was like on high alert. That they were going to be bombed.
They really thought very highly.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, well, it doesn't make a lot of sense, but it's also like this trigger happy. Like, I can see something like that happening at that point at like Disney, or where it's just like, we saw a thing, go! You know, like, it's very like, holy shit, like, just, idiots.
So, obviously, people were embarrassed and outraged. The army was accusing of shooting up an empty sky. Authorities arrested 20 Japanese Americans for allegedly trying to signal a non-existent aircraft.
Yeah. No. Oh, my God. And also the history of Asian Americans.
Camps and, you know.
Well, yeah, but also specifically in California, Asian immigrants here have been given just the worst fucking deal. So, like, where they're like, ah, quick, get some Japanese people to pin this on. Awful.
Yeah, you were signaling this aircraft that did not exist that we were shooting at.
Yeah, and then just a bunch of people get taken in.
The Japanese military later claimed they had never flown an aircraft over the city during World War II.
Why would they? One aircraft over Hollywood.
And of course, and the picture, there's a pretty famous picture of what this scenario was, and it's basically just searchlights in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks, you know, people claim that's like it was a UFO. So if you're if you're a
conspiracy
UFO
theorist?
Or if you're into UFOs, you know, 1940s, yeah. a little right, couple of years past War of the Worlds.
Oh yeah, give us your hot take.
That would be, and you looked at that picture, you'd be like, sure, that's what that is. The most logical explanation is that trigger happy servicemen and rudimentary radar systems combined to produce a false alarm.
Yeah, no shit.
In 1983, the Office of Air Force History outlined the events of the L.A. air raid and noticed the meteorological balloons that had been released prior to the barrage to help determine wind conditions. So it was like a weather balloon.
Yeah.
And I feel like, you know, people say, oh, yeah, sure, everything's a weather balloon, but...
No, in this case, it's a... Also, like, why do you think weather balloons exist? They exist to be in the sky and monitor the weather, like... Okay. Ugh.
Their lights in silver color would have triggered the alerts.
Can we make them different colors? Is this a reform that, like, can we make weather balloons not look like UFOs?
I say to make it the color of a pride flag. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're very brave.
I'm sorry. Am I too progressive for you?
Yeah.
For your sensibilities?
This white man is putting his foot down. You heard it here first.
Once the shooting began, it was disorienting with the searchlights, smoke, anti-aircraft flak, and led gunners to believe they were firing on enemy planes, even though there were none actually present.
Mm-hmm.
And the photo, which we put on Instagram, which is a ghost town pod, that the LA Times posted, it was cited by UFOologists and conspiracy theorists that it was an evidence of an extraterrestrial visitor, and it just shows searchlights focused on what looks like an alien spaceship,
mm-hmm.
but really it's just lighting up the sky. And what the LA Times had to do is they had to modify the photo because the black and white, the contrast,
mm-hmm.
you couldn't really see it. So they're essentially
so just kind of blowing
it out, and it just makes everything look like it has a glow.
Do you think UFO people and conspiracy theorists are they look at a picture that could maybe be a UFO and they're like, nah, I don't think it is.
Like, no, not this.
Do they ever reject photos?
But the book that I'm putting out, that's definitely real.
Okay,
that's what
I can
you should
see that.
Buy.
I can
yeah.
see that. I just
or
usually,
you should go to my YouTube channel.
Usually,
and check
like
it out.
This weird Polaroid that has nothing in it is evidence of UFOs.
Like, you should go to my patreon.com/ghosttownpod for the bonus episodes of alien stuff.
Yeah. They're going to be blown out, though.
they're
going to be nearly indecipherable. Just kidding. They're clear, crisp as hell, and really fun to listen to.
But there were casualties, like I said before.
Mm-hmm.
Three residents were killed in automobile accidents of just people driving, just going haywire.
Well, I think the scariest thing is that
I'd be scared
blackout,
too. Yeah.
Really, where it's like you're in the dark, you're bumbling around. Maybe you hear things, maybe you don't. Like, it's fucking terrifying.
Two others died of heart attacks.
Okay.
And there was a lot of collateral property damage. And there was a couple of movies made. The 1979 movie 1941 had loosely based mm-hmm. on this. And the 2011 film Battle Los Angeles was also loosely based mm-hmm. on the Battle of Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Wait, do you guys hear helicopters?
They're coming for us.
Yeah.
They're coming for us now.
Nah, they're just going to pass over us.
No, that's true. We don't care.